afternoon, this is Ketchel Cook, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week, and indeed at the beginning of the year, to think about astronomical things. And welcome to 2020, everybody, and a new year of fabulous astronomy, which I'm sure we're going to have. Now, I'm here with Professor Ian Glass, and he's a retired astronomer from the South African Astronomical Observatory. Now, he's going to tell us about a fascinating summer school, which will be about the history of astronomy, that he's going to be given soon. Good afternoon, Ian.
Hi, Ketchel. What I want to talk about is all connected with the 200th anniversary of the observatory, which is a big occasion for us.
And you're going to be discussing this over the three lectures in which you describe the history of astronomy, am I right?
Yeah, that's right. The first lecture will mainly be about the early astronomers who came here, even people like Van Riebeck, who noticed a comet, right up to Lacaille, who was probably one of the greatest astronomers that ever worked here. The second lecture will be more or less about the history of the Royal Observatory and the SAO. And the third lecture will be about what's going on these days, Sutherland and Carnarvon and the SKA and all those associated telescopes.
Fantastic. So now these are open to the public, is that right?
Yes, typical summer school lectures, so anybody can attend. You do have to pay a small fee, and it starts on Monday, so you have to look sharp if you want to attend. But you can go to the Kramer Law Building and either buy your tickets in advance or go to the lectures themselves, which start at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
So there's three lectures and they start on the 6th of January, is that right? 6th of January?
That's absolutely right.
And when are the following two?
The following two are the next day and the day after at the same time, same place.
Okay, so that's the 6th, 7th and 8th of January at 5 o'clock in the afternoon at the Kramer Building at the University of Cape Town.
Right, yes.
Now, you're quite an expert in the history of astronomy because you not only give public lectures on the subject, but I understand that you've also written a couple of books.
Yes, I've been very interested in Lacaille, for example, and my book has even been translated into French because the French are very interested in them as well. And as well as that, I've written a book about the history of the Royal Observatory with lots of nice pictures in it.
And this is, I mean, it's quite a thing now that we've got the 200-year anniversary of the foundation of the South African Astronomical Observatory, really. And so what kinds of activities are you going to be involved in this coming year?
Well, we are setting up a new sort of interpretive centre, and of course the displays have to be organised for that. And also round about the 100th anniversary, which I think is around October, we'll be having a conference, largely about the history of astronomy, but also about contemporary astronomy. So there'll be a lot of things to organise.
And also a lot of events which the general public can attend. I'm sure there's going to be lots of talks and perhaps even musical events around this fantastic milestone in the history of the observatory in Cape Town.
Yes, I think we will be having a lot of public events. I mean, it makes very good sense. And of course, we encourage activities where the public can participate. And, of course, it's for observatory. I mean, that's why our suburb of observatory is called observatory. It's because we were established there in 1820.
Right, and so 200 years, my goodness, it's 2020 already. And here we are talking to Professor Ian Glass, and this is about the summer school, the three lectures which he's giving, and that's the 6th, 7th and 8th of January at 5 p.m. And the general public are very welcome, all Fan Music Radio listeners, of course. And there's a small fee and they can pay at the door. And can they go online to find more information?
Yes, if they look up the summer school website, which is, I think, www.summerschool.uct.ac.za, mm-hmm. And you'll find everything about this course and all the other courses they're offering in the next few weeks.
Well, that's absolutely marvellous. And if you didn't quite catch that, I will post it on the podcast posting, which is on the Fine Music Radio website, fmr.co.za/podcasts. And you can find that on the Looking Up podcast. I'll put a few details there. So thank you very, very much, Ian Glass, for telling us about the summer school lectures on the history of astronomy. And I'm sure many listeners will be delighted to attend. Thank you, Ian.
Thank you, Ketchel. I hope you can come.
Oh, I'm hoping to as well. I'll see you there. And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.